like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
This is It's Movie Time.
It's Movie Time.
We have the third war for the Planet of the Apes. More of the same. How is this going to stand out?
I like it. And it sets up at the end for other sequels to come. The little baby ape, Cornelius, of course, was the name of the Roddy McDowall ape in the original series, as well as the TV series of Planet of the Apes. But, John, I tell you, you talk about a movie that packs an awful lot of themes. I like the movie, but it dragged close to the end, especially when they were into the soldiers' compound.
Well, this, to me, in some respects, is no different from all those World War II movies about escape from imprisonment, right?
Yes!
The Great Ape Escape.
The Great Ape Escape. But it packs so many other themes there. No, Woody Harrelson's character playing the Special Forces Colonel.
Colonel!
And with his bald head, he looks so much like thinner Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now. One of the saving graces with the movie, too, is some of the subtle humor. The soldiers have painted on their helmets, you know, kind of reminiscent of Viet. Bedtime for Bonzo. Of course, the early 50s comedy with Ronald Reagan and a monkey.
Any subjugated part of our society is represented by the apes.
Yes.
This can be very racial as well. And that's a strength.
Yeah.
Because obviously you don't have to care about apes in order to enjoy it, because it's a story about humanity. And we both agreed it is a human story.
It is a human story, particularly compared to the first two movies, The Rise of the Planet of the Apes and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. At least they had some humans that were nice.
Good point.
And here, the apes are more human. Apes were going to kill these human prisoners of war. And actually, Caesar, the main leader ape, and he said, we're not savages.
He is outstanding as Caesar, the main ape.
A little bit of the Magnificent Seven as the little motley crew of apes go and follow Caesar as he wants to get revenge on Woody Harrelson's colonel. Moses-like character of Caesar the ape.
He's strung up half the film like Jesus Christ.
You have to suspend your disbelief. Why in the heck didn't they just kill him? He was the brains of these apes.
And that's part of the fallacy of this.
Yeah,
the Woody Harrelson character is so over the top badass. Is this the typical trope where the bad guy wants to keep talking till somebody can take him out?
Yes.
You're moving me toward an argument that I make with myself, and I may make it in my written review. I no longer feel the stark difference between the humans and the apes. So therefore, what's the reason for this movie?
Yes. I see where you're going, and you may be going diversity in the human race and the racism towards others that are not, quote, of your race, but too many close-ups. His humanity, I'm not going to call it humanity, I'm going to call it intelligence. I think
Caesar,
his higher purpose, higher psyche, we'll call it human-like, but really, he's an ape. And so that's why I think for the extreme close-ups of his eye.
You're making my point again. He's an ape, but he's human.
Yeah.
There's nothing distinctive anymore about there being apes and we're being human. We all have our ambitions.
Yeah.
You're so right about him. He is eminently human.
Going back to the movie 6 years ago, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, he had, especially the police capture him after beating up a neighbor, he's wearing clothes. And that brings me to one of my other favorite characters in this movie, comic relief, and that's Batty, played by Steve Zahn.
Yes, and, I heard you chuckling.
You know, he's got clothes on, particularly how grim the subject matter is, as well as the grimness of all the characters, human and ape, that he adds a jovial light to it all.
Yeah. It doesn't look good for the human race.
Comparisons to like Moses, and I won't give it away.
You're right.
It comes at the
end. Yeah, going to the promised land. You're right.
How the Pharaoh's army was wiped out by the wall of water.
Yeah, I was wondering if this wall wasn't a little bit of a reference
yes,
to Trump.
Yes, it could be. It could very well be. Because it wasn't the apes killing the humans. It was nature.
Let's award a grade to War for the Planet of the Apes. Wayne Miller, what grade would you award it?
Until it started to drag in the last third of the movie, I was going with an A-, I'm going to give it a B+.
And I will award it a solid B.
Well, you're not going to go ape over